Chof Tes 7, 23rd of June, Rabbi Yossi David, Koirach and Havdalah.
Yeah. So, I was asked to speak about the parasha theme since it happens to be Erev Shabbos. Maybe something we can come up with something for an idea of Parshas Korach. I'm sure you may have heard of some of the
Machlekes.
It's interesting to point out how it says in the Pasuk quite clearly that the Kadosh Baruch had zero tolerance for Machlekes to the extent that even children and babies were actually swallowed in to the ground. So it says in the Pasuk that Moshe tells him, separate from there, and there stands Dothan and Aviram together with the family and with the children. As it says in the Pasuk, Vayalum al Mishkan Korach Dothan Aviram Misovi Vidothan Aviram Yotzu Nitzovim Petach HaOlehem Unshehem Ubnehem Etapam. Says Rashi, bo ve'e kama kasha machloikes. How severe machloikes is that Beis Din Shalman to punish at the age of 13 paid to Naro is Beis Din Shalman of 20 years. And when it comes to machloikes, straight away babies, even little babies who have nothing to do with the argument, nothing to do with the fight, the Chora, they also get swallowed in. But Rashi doesn't explain what's the reason. What's machloik is so severe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes even little children. Finally, Ben Soyer Moiri, we all got funny, great ideas that potentially a Ben Soyer Moiri is showing already features, behavior, which can indicate that something much more severe will turn out from this guy. Yeah, he's stealing at that young age. So potentially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, potentially he can turn out to be a beast. Turn out something really, really harmful to society. And therefore, we have to help him out and get rid of him now before Yamut Zakai Val Yamut Chayav. That's fine. That's, you get a child with features, behavior. He's already stealing. Stealing alcohol, stealing meat. Makes sense, but a baby, what's a baby done? A baby, that's kama kasher machloket, what's a baby? So there's a Maharal and says, the Maharal writes in Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah which says, Hillel v'Shamai, the fifth pair. Hillel and Shamai say, Yaveh mitalmidav shel Aharon, אוהב שלום ורודף שלום, אוהב את הבריות ומקרבן לתורה. So the Mishnah says how important the idea of peace, of shalom is. It comes the Maharal and says something tremendous. He says, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Shalom, Shalom. That's why I couldn't, many poskim, you can't say Shalom in the bathroom. And Yishchai says you can't even say Shabbos in the bathroom. Yeah? So, yeah, because Shabbos, according to the Zohar Kodesh, Shabbos is also the name of Hashem. Based on the Zohar, yeah. It says in Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom, definitely not. I was wondering whether Svadi can say Shabbos. Anyway, so Shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. He's one unit. He's one. However, this world, says the Maharal, is a world of chiluk and pirud, a world which accommodates machloikis naturally. This whole concept, the way the world was created, it says in the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the Bria's Ha'olam, and then each day he placed it in its place. There's a concept of time. When there's a concept of time, it shows there's a chalukah, there's a separation, there's a division. That shows that this world is an ideal world for machloikis. Unbelievable. You don't have to put much effort to create an argument. Not much effort. Walk in a certain fashion, park your car in a certain way, do something. Straight away, it accommodates machloikes. Anything. You don't even talk to someone. The way you look at him, this world is ideal. it was creating and created the machlokes. Yeah, so we don't know why Kosh Bochum created the world instead of Chalukah, that to give room for people to feel that they are kind of independent. And by the way, that's what I want to speak today about. He said that Abraham and Korach, to try and understand a very, very old minhag, which the Be'er Sheva says, Meshabeach ani et ha-sfaradim, that they don't do this minhag. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. The minhag is a Moitzei Shabbos. I don't know if you ever noticed, there's a minhag that we pour lots of wine to the cup and we let it overspill. Yeah? It's an old minhag. What's the source of this minhag? Where does it come from? Huh?
Your cup runneth over.
Koisi Revoya.
Koisi Revoya. Okay, the Ramah didn't say that. Yeah. So, let's go back. So the Maran says this world accommodates machloikas in a natural way. These young babies, these young children, who are coming from Poreh, Shoresh Poreh, Rosh Vela'ana, like the Pasha says in Nitzavim, when you have not good roots, it's coming from a not good root. You'll have a family which are intervene in machloikas, or that's part of the, and you've got a little baby, he naturally go to machloikas. Because this world, this is the way nature works. It's part of this world. It's the oilam hachiluk vapirut. Says the Mishnah, ohev shalom, verodev shalom. Says the Maharal, we don't find in other midos to go and chase and persuade, roidev shalom, you have to run after it. Because machloikas creates a division, says the Maharal. And therefore you have to chase after it, because it gets wider and wider and wider. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, even young children, young babies, if this one is a natural world for chiluk and pirut, for machlekes, then these kids don't have to do much to already fall into that category of bale machlekes. They don't have to work too hard. So even though the babies were concerned, since they're coming to a world which accommodates machloikis in a natural way, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says, when it comes to machloikis, kama kashe machloikis, says Rashi. How severe it is that HaKadosh Baruch has to suck in. We have to be so careful. So careful. People sit on a Shabbos table. They sit in do meleches teichen on other people. Even mentioning. Don't talk. I say that the Chofetz Chaim said, better talk about horses, about bets. Let's talk about that. Maybe perhaps you get to, you know, famous Chofetz Chaim. We don't know what machlokes can do to our young children. Even to babies who can't talk, can't hear yet properly, can't understand. Because this world is a world of machlokes, a world of pirud. Interesting, if you ever learned the sugya of zugos and psochim, yeah? Why are we so anti even numbers? Huh? So we want another donut, another, we don't want to end up with two, four. Because this world is zugas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made room for people to feel independent a little bit. This I want to continue about. Why do we pour the wine? Why do we let it overspill? The Ramah and Simon Reish Tzadik Vav brings the beautiful minhag, which we all tend to do, accidentally or intentionally. We always pour wine. Says the Ramah, it's a minhag of Moitzei Shabbos to pour wine, to overspill the wine. It doesn't say to overspill, but to pour some of the wine before you finish the bracha of Birchas HaGefen, before you finish it, give a little shake to the cup and let it overspill. So means he's got an issue, the Ramah. He says, you can't make kiddush on a kois pogum. And he defines, I know the Achronim didn't quite understand that as pogum. He says, you can't let the cup be not so full at the time of the bracha. That's what it means. That's what the Taz asks. It's not pogum. Pogum is only if you drank from it. Yeah, but no, it doesn't mean pogum as mitim pgima. It means you're going to, one of the 10 things which was said about kosher bracha, one of the brachas that Fibna Nun Aleph says is, you have to be male. Yeah? At least, like Rabbi Yochanan, we keep at least four of them. Shtifa, Adacha, male, chai, male. So it has to be full to the top. And you're going to spill it off, it won't look full. So therefore, wait, start the bracha of HaGefen. As soon as you're about to end Bore Pri HaGefen, give a little shake to the cup and let it spill. Fine. Taz asks, Bal Tashchis, Be'er Sheva, Meshabeach Ani Et HaSfaradim, you don't do it. The truth is, we do it. Maybe unintentionally, but we do it. Yeah, we overspill. How can we do it? In Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph, in the Gemara Brachos Daf Nun, we are warned. They used to pour wine in front of Chosan and Kala. Yeah? So it says they used to receive it at the other end. They shouldn't go to waste. So how can we pour and let it go to waste? So we're going to say, we're going to take a plate, because you should know the original minhag was to overspill it on the ground. Let it fall on the floor, on the soil, on the Adama, on the Aretz, it says. You should let it fall. What's the idea behind this? So there are more brains. Brocha. It says in the Gemara, Neiru bin Daf Samachay, Kol Bait She'lo Nishpach V'yayin Kamayim, Eino B'Brocha. It's not in the category of Brocha. Yeah, Ubarach Et Lachmecha V'et Memecha. It says the Lechem has to be like the Mayim. Your house has to be Mayim like Lechem, it's a wine. Yeah, you should let it pour like wine, like water. And therefore, let it overspill for Brocha. And why do we do it at the beginning of the week? Because at the beginning of the week, we start as a minhag. I don't know about the Sfarad is a minhag. As soon as you say a gefen, and I thought everybody laughs. Force themselves to laugh. Because you want to have a smiley week. You want to laugh. Start off like that. So it's a minhag to pour over shefa, like water, called bait shenashpir. By the way, the Gemara there, it's not so clear. What's it called bait? What? Well, you just throw wine on the ground. It's baltashchis, the yavitz. Hagos yavitz, yashnoch alim, and then Yaakov asks a question, what about baltashchis? And they answer, whatever the answer onto, the Agos Yavetz has a different pshat from the Gemara. It says, Nishpach Kamayim means you're not a miser. Yeah? You drink wine like water. A home has to be a place where you drink wine like water. Don't stinge out. Go, give, pour wine like you pour water. How you pour water? You don't start seeing how much water goes into a cup. But don't throw it away. So it's got a different pshat. So it's not going to be the Ramah. However, the Ramah says to do it, it is an issue of Baltashchis. The Taz asks, the Magen Avraham asks. So Magen Avraham says, if you throw a little bit, it's not considered Baltashchis, Magen Avraham says. It's only a little bit. We do it for Tzoren, for Simon Brocha, and all of that, it's not considered Baltashchis. Some say that you have to have a shir to have Baltashchis. Pirurim Shem Ben Kazais, even though Sule Avde, but you have to have a shir. But what's the idea behind it? Just Simon Brocha to go and spill over? So I saw a beautiful Matze Moshe, which brings in the name of the Rakanati, which Rakanati was a family of the Rakeach, goes back a long way, this minhag. This minhag goes back to the idea that Matze Moshe brings a bit of a Kabbalistic idea. He says that there's a certain Malim Bishin, let's call it a Ruach Ra, which comes out on Shabbos, and on Moitzeh Shabbos, where the Yidden say, V'inoham Hashem Elokeinu, Aleinu Maaseh Adenu Kolena Aleinu, when they say V'inoham, he tries to join the Jewish people, be part of it, and only with Havdalah, we get rid of it. And where is that? That brings in the Pasuk of Korach. It says by Korach, Yibadlu Mitoch Ha'edah, it says separate, and it says everything went down with Korach Haim Sheolah, Kol Hasheyeshlo, what's Kol Hasheyeshlo? It's referring to this evil spirit, this evil which can do harm to us, and we have to get rid of it with Havdalah. I'm asking myself, what is the kesher between Havdalah and Korach? Why at Havdalah? So fine, we know that Korach was swallowed into the ground. So therefore this wine may be poured to Korach, to give him to drink of it. What was Korach's problem? What was Korach's problem? Korach has something missing in the seichel. Moshe Rabbeinu, Peh speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. He was the Mamad al Sinai. He goes and challenges Moshe Rabbeinu, thinking that Moshe is going to pick one of them. So he had a lack of Havdalah. He didn't know the difference between someone holy and someone holier. Yes, Kulam Kedoshim, but Moshe was different. So Korach was lacking Havdalah. Maybe we give him a little bit of wine from Havdalah. Yeah, perhaps he'll understand the difference. Mavdi ben Kodesh Lechol, ben Or Lechoshech, ben Yisrael Lamim. So he gave him Moitzeh Shabbos. Why? The Gershayim go back to Gehillim when? Moitzeh Shabbos. Hopefully Korach also rests. So he's going back now. We want to help him out. He says, you were lacking. You thought everybody's equal. Everybody's the same. Not at all. There's difference. These people are more special, more holier, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you didn't have that. You didn't have that. So therefore we're going to now give you a little bit of that. That's what the Rekat, the Rekanat, he says, that's the source of pouring onto the ground. Then he says, Al Aretz, give it to Korach to drink. Because that's where Korach is. He's on the ground, symbolically. But what's the idea? What's the ground done wrong that they had to swallow Korach in the first place? What's the ground done wrong that Kosh Baruch had to make a prayer and shesh the vibration? What happened here? At Ben Ashmoshes? Why was the ground responsible to swallow Korach? To the extent that we go and pour him a little bit of wine to the ground. So I thought the connection would be, it goes back, it says by Odom HaRishon, yeah? By the way, some say that Hevel was the Gilgul, Moshe was the Gilgul of Hevel, and Korach was of Cain, no? So he's going to go swallow to the ground. But why again the ground is swallowing? What's the ground swallowing? Go back to Adam HaRishon. Some say the chet of Adam HaRishon was he had a vine. He had wine. It says by Adam HaRishon, Arura Adama Ba'avurecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the ground. What's it done wrong? Adam HaRishon decided to eat from Etz HaDaat. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and curses the ground. What's the ground done wrong? Never. Straight away, Arura Adama Ba'avurecha. I understand you want to make Adam HaRishon away, but why curse the ground? There's an old cheshbon HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with the ground from Sheshes Yemei Bereishis. There was one incident similar to the incident of Korach, trying to be Eibachachom, to be cleverer than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trying to question the mitzvah of tzitzis, trying to question the mitzvah of mezuzah, trying to question the manhigos of Moshe and Aaron. Who was the first one to disobey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction? The ground. Through the etz, the ground. Because Baruch Hu told the Adama, bring out etz peri or seperi. That means etz shetam etzio peri yoshaveh. Bring me a special trees with fruits which the bark has the same taste as the fruit. That means people can go around munching the bark of the tree. Same taste. Came the Adama and says, Kosh Baruch Hu, you got a bit wrong, I think. You're going to be wrong. What? I'm going to protect now the environment. I'm going to protect the trees. Can you imagine? You can eat the trees as well as the fruits. We have no trees left. So probably HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a small mistake in his tzivui. And therefore, I'm going to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Briah. And therefore, I'm going to change from what Hashem said. And you know how I'm going to change? I'm going to bring out trees, which you can't eat the trunk. You can't eat the branches. You can only eat the fruits. So who was the first one to disobey Hashem and to think he's a different, separate entity like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Something else. I'm independent to think and to choose and to do what I think is right. Who was the first one? The Adama. You are the one who caused now. So you know what? I'm not going to curse you now, says Hashem. I'm going to wait, says Rashi. I'm going to wait for Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, according to Rav Dessler, also tried to be a Bechachom. Then how they say, says that Rav Dessler asks a simple question. Yitzir kapav shel borei olam. He was created by Hashem. He was so mushlam on the Marishan. Yeah? His dmut is chokuk al kisei hakovod. I mean, there's no one is closer to the image of Hashem than on the Marishan. So it's not mushlam. He goes in such a simple avera to go ahead from Etz HaDaat. Simple avera of Etz HaDaat. Come on, me and you wouldn't do it. You're going to have trees all over the place. You don't have supermarkets to buy from. You're going to take dafka, those two trees that Hashem told you, Etz HaDaat, Tov Ara. See? It's a da'at tov ra. Comes the Nachash and tells him, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is afraid that you'll be able to create like he created. You'll be equal to him. See? Try to be a chochem. Try to be equal. You want to be an independent entity. You want to think independent. You want to do what you like. Comes the Mother Rishon, eats from Etz HaDaat. Now says Hashem, now I'm going to curse the Adam. You know why this happened? Because you, the Adama, was the first one to disobey and think you're cleverer than what I'm mitzvah. Or the Marishan fell into that avera. And that's why it says, Ki afarata velafarta shuv. The kapara of a human being is, we come to this physical world, we feel we're independent, we get this feeling that we're on our own here, we can do what we like. Kosh Baruch Hu's not there. He's there, he's there, he's watching, but you know what? We are independent to do what we like. So we take that body after 120, velafarta shuv, we go back. That's the Adomu, which initially, created, made that hechatimtze, created that idea of being able to feel that we are different, we are separate, we are independent. And that's why we say, the Father says, Arura Adama Ba'avurecha, cursed is the ground for you. And that gives us an understanding why Kadosh Baruch Hu asked the Adama to open his mouth when Korach came and started challenging Hashem. Started challenging Moshe Rabbeinu, knowing that Hashem was the one who was mitzaveh. No, knowing all of that. So says Hashem, you know what, I'll get that old Adama. Yeah, he's prepared from Sheshet Yevei Bereishis. to swallow in anybody, because I'm blaming it. He's the one who started disobeying my tzivui, thinking that he'll go a step further. So therefore here comes on Moitz Shabbos, we remember Korach. When we get into Sheshes Yemei HaMaise, start the week, Yishriut Libi Elech, we only remember Kosh Baruch on Shabbos for some reason. We're wearing our Shabbos clothes, we come to shul, we're not doing business, and still the world continues. Ah, yesterday we thought that without us working and making a big effort, we won't survive. Here comes Shabbos, we're surviving, and we're not doing any work. So we're going into the week, we want to go with the right approach. We have to understand not to fall into Korach, to think we are some kind of independent people to do what we like, not what the Kosh Baruch wants. We have to know, we're part of the Kosh Baruch. And therefore we have to know, we have to remember Hashem. At Moitz Shabbos, we overpour the wine to the ground and we give Korach to feed a little bit. Because he didn't know the difference. Says the Gemara, and there Ayin Avdala Minayin. They were metakin avdol and choynin adas. Why? Because if you don't have seichel, you don't know the difference. See the people, the way the people dress today outside in the streets. They're sure that it's some kind of extension of the bathrooms. That means they don't know any avdolah. They don't know the difference. You have to give them a bit of wine of avdolah. Give them to drink a little bit. Try and understand. At the choynin adam das. This is what was lacking to Korach. They didn't see the difference between kedusha. We come to the shul. We shmuz in the middle of davening, shmuz in the base of Knesset, not the Kiddush of base of Knesset, the Kiddush of outside. We have to be very careful. We have to know the Havdalah. We have to exercise this idea and strengthen our day. Let's continue a little bit to what we were talking about. So we covered the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing so severely. The Malbim asks a very hard question. Moshe Rabbeinu, all through our history, he didn't stop davening on behalf of Am Yisrael. Comes to Machlokes Korach, all of a sudden, he forgets what Nusach he davens. He forgot his Nusach. He doesn't even, not only that, he's instructing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make something unnatural. I need you to make something unnatural here. That's what Moshe, a few minutes ago, he was standing and davening on behalf of the Meraglim, then he's standing and davening. By the way, first son asks an interesting question, says the Mishnah Novos, says, 10 Nisyonos, Nisu Abotenu et HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvah, 10 Nisyonos, it doesn't count in the Nisyonos, Abotenu, it doesn't bring the Nisayon of Korach, even though the jealousy of Korach was before the Meraglim. The last one is the Meraglim, and the Meraglim, it says, Likmales Ha'atam, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to punish. The Tiferes Yisrael says, had it not been that Moshe, at the time, Moshe didn't succeed to daven for the Meraglim, didn't help, they died there and then. So Korach says, I know I'm jealous of my cousin Elitzofan. I know I'm jealous of him, but I can't stir up anyone now. Moshe is too popular. As soon as after the miracle happened, the Moshe couldn't daven, and it was exerted. So he said, now he's an unpopular man. He said, that's the Shata Kosha. Comes Korach and brings what happened a year ago, that he appointed my cousin, he starts bringing everything up. Now Moshe is not popular, I have a group, and he managed to convince 250 Rashi Sanhedrin. 250 Rashi Sanhedrin, great people. He managed to convince them. How? Because Moshe became less popular. He didn't serve our purpose now. That's it. So therefore, he managed to stir up. But the Malbim asks, why is Moshe asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make an unnatural mitzvah? Just get rid of them. What's the mitzvah coming in an unnatural way? Says the Malbim. Pasha Shemoyed, Bavu Teda. Kodesh Baruch Hu came with Koilus and Brokim. He came with lots of unnatural ways. To what? To prove to the Jewish people that Moshe Emes V'Teros Emes. V'Gam B'Chaya Aminu L'Olam. They should believe in you as well. Here, we got to similar situations as the Malbim. We've lost Sinai. What happened was, they started challenging Moshe's authenticness. Moshe's Emes. Tuta Moshe. Comes the Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Malbim, comes Hashem and says, I've got to make, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, I'm demanding from you to make something unnatural again. It can't be something natural. We've lost our Sinai now. They're questioning my own Nevoah. We've lost our Sinai. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to him. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will make Inkimot Kol Adam. They will not die in a natural way, and unnatural, because we have to re-establish a whole Mamad Har Sinai again. And that's what Korach is standing, like the Gemara says, like that the Amora went in and he heard Korach shouting until today, Moshe Emes V'Teros Emes. Why? Because he questioned the Amitut of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to demand from Hashem, I need a reoccurrence, since it's got a source in the Kuzari list, a reoccurrence of Har Sinai. I need an unnatural thing. So that gives us an understanding why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose an unnatural way, why he used the Adama as the source to swallow Korach, and why children are punished on the Indian of Machlokes so much.
Why is that punishment?
No, you're responsible.